Today's episode of the Daily Brainwave was taped without a script, with a field recorder in a non-studio location. Headphones are recommended for best listening quality.
Hello and welcome to episode 28 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today's, we're kicking off a new theme week, and this week's theme is roller coasters. Now, if you listen kind of carefully in the background, you might hear some strange background noise. That's because I'm currently in a car in the middle of Indiana, heading towards Sandusky, Ohio, to go to Cedar Point, one of the premier amusement parks in the world. So this week's theme, which is all about roller coasters, will be recorded live on location at Cedar Point. And here are the folks who are coming with me. Say hi, guys.
Hi!
All right, so today we're delving deep into the history of roller coasters to discover the Russian origins of America's favorite theme park ride. So to find the origin of roller coasters, we have to go back in time to Russia in the 16 and 1700s. As you probably know, it's plenty cold in Russia. There's tons of snow, and more importantly, there's tons of ice. Now back in the 1600s, someone had a pretty neat idea to make a hill made out of ice and specially carved tracks into it so people could take a sled, climb up to the top of the block, and just slide down on these carved tracks. And over time, these tracks became more and more intricate to provide bigger and bigger thrills. Think of it kind of like an early version of a bobsled. But by the late 1700s, people had started replacing ice with wooden tracks and sleds with wheeled cars. Because of this, they could export these so-called gravity tracks, and you can actually find them historically all over Europe, in France, in Germany, and actually all the way up to the nobility. Empress Catherine of Russia had one of these gravity tracks in one of her estates in the countryside. While these gravity tracks may have been relatively simple creations, they certainly provided the foundation for the modern roller coaster. Thank you for tuning in to episode 28 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments or suggestions for episodes for the show, make sure you email me at sean@dailybrainwave.com. That's S-E-A-N @dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as Daily Brainwave. And make sure you review the podcast, wherever you get it from, Zune or iTunes or wherever you download it from on the internet. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue tracing the history of roller coasters by jumping across the Atlantic Ocean to a small Pennsylvania mining town named Mauch Chunk.